Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying 5 keys to finishing well in life. Many people start out well in serving God, but finish poorly. We see this throughout Scripture. And then others we find started out poorly, but ended up finishing their course well. God wants you to be one that finishes his course well before the Lord. Monday and Tuesday, we looked at 2 keys to finishing your course well. The first one was obedience. The second one was developing a living to give spirit. That will help you finish your course well. Jesus lived to give, and God wants us to be imitators of God as dear children and live to give. You will finish your course well if you pursue that kind of spirit of generosity and giving. Today, I want to speak with you about a 3rd key to finishing your course well, and it is the key of faith. I want to contrast for you 2 Bible characters today, one who started out well but finished poorly, and a second one who started out poorly but finished well. Judas was Jesus's betrayer, as we know, but he started out well. He was one of the 12. He was in that inner circle of disciples. He followed Jesus for that full 3 years. He was in an amazing position, receiving Jesus's teaching, watching his life, being a part of the miracles that happened on a daily basis. Judas started out well, but as you know, he finished very poorly. What was the problem? One thing that I will dare to say about Judas is that I believe that he began having faith or trusting in Jesus that he was the Messiah. At some point, he made that decision of faith, that decision to trust that Jesus was who he said he was. But at some point along the way, he became either disillusioned, discouraged, or just plain decided this person is not who he says he is, or this person is not going to do what he said he would do. Judas, I believe, came to the conclusion that Jesus was not going to overthrow the yoke of Roman oppression, as so many of the Jews thought the Messiah would do when he first came. And in that place of disillusionment, he let go of his faith in Jesus. And that loss of faith or loss of trust in God led him down a very slippery slope that resulted in his betrayal of Jesus and then his eventual suicide. When a person who begins walking in faith in Christ eventually lets go of that faith, the end result will be tragic. One key to finishing your course well in life is to hold fast to your faith in God and in his word and in his character. I like to define faith this way, as unshakable trust in God, his word, and his character. I have observed Christians who have lost their faith in God because they lost their faith in God's character. They saw circumstances come up in their lives or in the lives of other people and came to the conclusion with their natural mind that God's word couldn't possibly be true if these circumstances were allowed to exist in the earth. They decided that that was a contradiction to what God's word says. When everything is said and done, it will become very apparent that God's word was always true, was always faithful. It never changed. Circumstances may have made things appear a certain way, may have actually looked like God was unkind or merciless or not caring, but the reality that will be revealed in eternity is that God is faithful, God is true, God is merciful, and God is love, and He is wisdom, and He loves, and He never is faithless to His word or His promises. Unshakable trust in God, His word, and His character, faith is a key to finishing well in life. We know from Hebrews 11:6 that the word of God makes this very plain. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. Faith is a required element in finishing well in your life. Abraham is the Old Testament character that so beautifully exemplifies someone who maybe didn't start out so well. He lived in a heathen, idolatrous nation, didn't know the one true God, but he finished his course very well. Abraham finished his course well because he embraced a life of faith in God that tenaciously believed God and God's word beyond what he could see with his eyes or assess with his natural logical mind. And Romans 4:19 to 21 speaks of this. It says about Abraham, "And without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able to perform." This scripture shows us that Abraham believed God's word more than the appearance of his natural circumstances. It says he was able to look at his body, which was about 100 years old. He was able to look at his wife, whose womb was dead in the natural sense of bearing children. And yet, that did not shake him. It says he didn't waver in unbelief. He was not moved by his circumstances. He believed the word of God beyond his circumstances. He believed the word of God beyond what his natural mind could assess the situation as being, and above and beyond what his natural eyes would see. Here is the crux of the matter. A person who walks by faith, who has that Abraham kind of faith, is a person who can still believe the word of God, his promises are true, God's character is good, and believes that above and beyond whatever circumstances may be staring him in the face. You may be facing a horrific circumstance right now, and Satan and all his demons are shouting, "Look, God isn't a good God. God's not a loving God. God's not going to come through. Why did he allow this to happen to you?" And all of that pressure on your mind must be overcome by a radical decision to believe God above what you see with your eyes, feel with your emotions, or are experiencing in your current situation. Many people believe their circumstances more than they believe God's word, and they go away disappointed, abandoning or leaving their faith behind. That's what Judas did, and it brought tragic results. He finished poorly. Abraham, on the other hand, believed God beyond his circumstances, and he finished his course well. Faith is a key to finishing your course well. And yet every single believer is faced at times with this type of pressure to disbelieve God's word, his character, his promises. Some years ago, just after the war, a young man was hitchhiking home from the army. He had just been discharged. The date was May 7th. He put his thumb out to try to hitchhike a ride. To his surprise, the beautiful black Cadillac that was driving up stopped for him, invited him in. He got in the car with the handsome 50s-looking businessman. They chatted on their way as they drove some number of miles. The young man was a Christian and suddenly felt a very strong compulsion to witness to the businessman, and he began to witness to him about Christ. Amazingly, the Cadillac suddenly pulled off the road. The businessman bowed his head and received Christ. He thanked the young soldier, saying to him, "This is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me in my life." 5 years went by, and the young soldier was now married, had a little boy, and had a business of his own. He was packing his suitcase for a business trip to Chicago when he found the small white business card that businessman had handed him and decided he would look him up when he was in Chicago. He appeared at the man's office, asked to see the gentleman. The receptionist told him it was impossible to see him, but he could speak with his wife, and he was led into a beautiful office. There was this sharp-looking woman in her 50s. "You knew my husband," she said. The young man told her how the husband had given him a ride when he was hitchhiking home after the war. "Can you tell me when that was?" she asked him. "Why, it was May 7th, 5 years ago, the day I was discharged from the army." He told her the whole story, how the businessman had pulled off the road, bowed his head, weeping, gave his heart to Christ. Suddenly, the woman burst into sobs. When she finally got a hold of herself, she explained to the young man, "I had prayed for my husband's salvation for years, and I believed God would save him. He was in a car crash that very day, May 7th, after he let you out of the car, and he never came home. You see, I thought God had not kept his promise." She added, "I stopped living for God 5 years ago because I thought he had not kept his word." I want to encourage you today that one key to finishing your course well is maintaining and holding fast to your faith and your trust in God, his word, and his promises. He is faithful.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.